Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Youpreneur Podcast. Before we get going with this episode of the show, however, I've got a very special announcement for you. This is your personal invitation to join me, my team, some very, very close influential friends of mine, and a host of other smart entrepreneurs at the inaugural Long Haul Leader Summit, which is taking place in the historic heart of Cambridge, England, on November the 16th and the 17th of 2024. You're going to be able to learn from the best in the business. You're going to be able to network with like-minded leaders and other entrepreneurs just like you that are on a similar journey to yourself. We've got some incredible masterminds planned. Lots of great strategies will be shared. And by the time we're all done together, you're going to walk away with a solid plan of action that you can follow through for the entirety of 2025. But here's the thing though. We've only got 100 exclusive spots available. So this is your chance to be part of an intimate group focused on sustainable success, avoiding burnout, and ultimately making a whole bunch of money in the process. So go ahead right now and visit longhaulleader.com. There's links in the show notes as well to secure your ticket to make sure that we're all hanging out with each other in November this year. That's longhaulleader.com. I'll see you there. Right, let's get on with the episode.
This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM. The official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to episode number 180! If there's any darts fans in the house, you'll get that. Of Youpreneur FM. Thank you very much for being here. I very much appreciate it. Today, I'm sitting down chatting with Josh and Shelby from Success Magazine, who just did a big piece on the You Economy. I was actually featured in that issue, which is the August 2016 issue, if you want to pick up a copy. Bottom line is, you know, the Youpreneur focus has been with us for quite some time. If you've been following me, you know what I'm all about when it comes to that. But it's bigger than you and I. This is a movement. And Success Magazine recently coined it the You Economy. And they actually have covered it in quite heavy detail. So I wanted to get these guys on the show to really deep dive on this as an overall topic. Before I do that, however, I want to bring you something quite exciting. Drum roll. Wait for it. Here it comes. Throughout the course of September, we're doing something very, very special with the Youpreneur community. And what we're doing is we're basically doing a 7-day trial for just $7. So you can get full access. Nothing's restricted to the community for just $7. That's $1 a day for your 7-day trial. And you can check out the forums. You can check out and consume as much of the content as you want. You can really just kind of dig your beak in nice and solidly into the community as a whole to get a good feel for it, to see if it's right for you. If it is right for you, then you just stay a member and you'll get billed your usual monthly rate. If it's not, you can cancel at any time in those 7 days and you won't be billed. So to get that 7-day trial for the full Youpreneur community for just $7, head over to youpreneur.com/7. And that's either the number or the word, because I'm a smarty pants. And I know that some people are going to type in the number and some are going to type in the word. It happens. Be prepared. Here's my chat with Josh and Shelby. Enjoy. So Josh Ellis, Shelby Skirhawk, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Glad to be here, Chris.
Now look, I have many occasions, I've picked up a copy of Success. Many occasions. I think actually the first one I ever picked up was probably, a good 7-8 years ago. I think it had Dave Ramsey on the cover. There was a free CD, which I know you guys love to do. But then just recently, I was contacted by one of your marketing managers who said, hey, we're going to do this cover story, this feature on what we're calling the You Economy. And being that you are Youpreneur FM, we would love to have you featured in the issue and I come on the podcast and all the rest of it. And I said, well, on one condition, as long as you come on my podcast too. And here you are. So I'm happy. Let me ask you, why the focus on this now, Josh? Why don't you take the reins?
You know, I think when you look at the global economy and the U.S., we see it every day, it's redefined our way of life. Mm-hmm. Our technology has gotten to the point where everything is on demand, including your source of income, your potential. And we realize that, you know, we've always been a magazine that was geared toward entrepreneurs, but we realized for our sake, luckily, that the entrepreneurship is really expanding. And the great thing about entrepreneurship has always been that you're really only sort of limited by your own willingness to work and your own creativity and just your own potential. And so with technology making it more and more possible for everyone to achieve their potential through what so many people have called like the on-demand economy, the gig mm-hmm. economy, the sharing economy, the you economy is an umbrella over all these things that sites like yours, Virtual Staff Finder, and even things like Uber or Rover, where you can walk dogs for people.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many like that on there. And if you've seen our cover, you see just a big collage of just the wide open possibilities. These companies are everywhere, and that's on top of the trends of people leaving a full time job to become consultants or freelancers, basically independent professionals. And we just realized that it was such a massive movement that somebody had to define it and define what course it's going to set for the U.S. and mm-hmm. and the world at large. And we wanted to help our readers get out ahead of it.
And I mean, obviously, you've been very good at that. Like, as a magazine, I always felt like you've led the way to a certain degree. And that's obviously exactly what success is all about as well. I mean, they go hand in hand. What I love about the focus here is that it's not just the big name consultants and coaches and speakers and authors that can get involved with this. It's the, like you say, the dog walkers or the graphic designer or the developer, the freelancer, the solopreneur. And I mean, inside of the Youpreneur community, for example, we've got all of those people, maybe not the dog walkers, but I mean, we've got, you know, guys like, yoga instructor, yoga instructors who have now, you know, gone off and developed, you know, million-dollar businesses where they teach people yoga online through online courses. I mean, this stuff is just gold. I love it. It just gets me jazzed up. I want to know, though, and maybe Shelby, you can, chime in on this a little bit. How do you see this changing the game for those people that are maybe a hopper, skip, and a jump ahead, the experts, the coaches, the speakers, the authors, the people that we know of, like, you know, Gary Vaynerchuk, Tony Robbins, Mark Cuban, the guys that I'm still a little perplexed that my name is in this list with them on the front cover. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, how do you see these bigger names? How do things develop and change for those guys, do you think?
Well, I think the reason why we tapped into this idea is because we see these thought leaders like Gary Vaynerchuk and the people that we talk to on a pretty regular basis, and they are so fired up about this that we know that this is something that's really affecting people, that this is something that is a game changer. And so, you know, we set out to not just highlight this movement, but also be a resource. Like, you know, basically this is, you know, we're trying to provide the content that is your kind of daily inspiration, your monthly guide of how to really succeed in this. You know, you're kind of a prospector in this brand new landscape. And so we're trying to provide you the tools to help, you know, carve out your section of this great, exciting new economy.
And I would also say, Chris, that there are only so many Tony Robbinses and Gary Vaynerchuks out there. And the great thing about the U economy is that it has really democratized our ability to help others. And I know that that's what a passion is for so many of your readers. The U economy is really about turning your passion into profits. You know, if your passion is walking dogs, then you can make money doing it. If your passion is helping people as a yoga instructor, as you mentioned earlier, then you can do it. If your passion is to, you know, clean houses, I'm speaking about the very basest level entry points to the U economy where you can set these jobs up at the click of an app.
Yep.
But there are so many more from avenues, like I mentioned, of professional consulting or freelance work, contract work, where you can really set your own price for your time. And then also things like direct selling, which allow you to leverage the network of people that you know, your market, and turn the people who trust in you and share with them a product or a service that you're passionate about. It's really all about turning your passion into your income.
Yeah,
and,
I love it.
And I should say that's always been a huge pillar for our magazine is we want people to not just be happy with their finances, but just happy in general. And
right.
and passion and growth and purpose is a huge part of that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, for me, I've always said that the day that I wake up and I don't literally bounce out of bed with energy and enthusiasm for what I'm doing is a day that I'm on the wrong course as an entrepreneur. And I haven't got there yet. So I'm looking forward to never getting there, actually. I want to ask you this. One of the things that I enjoyed looking through in this issue, and by the way, you guys tuning in, if you want to pick up a copy, it's the August 2016 issue here. On page 39, you have a breakdown of what people are actually doing in the U economy. And there are a couple of things that actually quite surprised me. The first thing was that 25% of people in the U economy are what you guys are kind of clarifying as moonlighters, people with traditional jobs that are sort of working on a bit of a side hustle. Okay. I honestly thought that would be a bigger number, but there you go, 25%. I trust your research. This was the big one for me, though. 5%. Only 5% of the U economy are classed as micro entrepreneurs, people who operate a business with 1 to 5 employees, often working on a virtual basis and including direct sellers. That really surprised me. I will go out on the limb as someone who works with personal brand entrepreneurs like coaches and speakers and authors and say that I reckon that 5% is going to see the biggest upward spike in the next 3 to 5 years in the U economy. But what says the powers that be at Success Magazine? What do you think is going to see sort of the biggest growth spurt?
You know, I think that the one you started with, the 25% are moonlighters. And one of the things that we felt the need to discuss in this issue, and the whole issue is devoted to the topic, not just the main cover story. The rest of it deals with complementary things that will help you if you're interested in jumping in. And one of the stories is about fear and failure. And so that's why I think that moonlighting is such an obvious entry point to the U economy. You already have a full-time job. There's benefits. You got health insurance. You got dental. I feel like right now I have some cavities, and I need to get some fillings. Right? If I just dive into my freelance work, then that's going to be a lot more expensive. So what I want to do is continue to collect those benefits while I'm growing my freelance business, or if we're speaking about someone else, then whatever your side hustle is. And then I think that sort of testing the water is going to appeal to more and more and more people as this just becomes more and more commonplace. And we already know that the U economy is growing. I mean, according to the Freelancers Union and Upwork, a survey they did last year, 54 million Americans freelanced in 2015. That's
incredible.
Like 1 in 3 of the workforce, 1 in 6 Americans, basically. And we know how many are children or retired already. So that's a huge number. And I just think that that continues to grow, especially as, you know, just different developments within the company structures in the U.S. You know, it's more expensive for companies now to have full-time workers. And so they are preferring in a lot of cases to work with freelancers. We, on our staff, we have, we're a small staff. We have five full-time editors, on the print side, editors and design people, small staff. There's obviously a ton of support staff, including Shelby's team. But we have freelancers all over the country, and we could not possibly put out a magazine without all their great work. And those people make good money. I mean, it's a good career, not just in writing, but in just about anything you do. If you work in IT, you can do freelance IT. You can do freelance web design. You can freelance as a yoga teacher. Anything that you want to do, there's no reason that you have to work for somebody else. But to go back to the point, I think that you want to reach that state where your moonlighting business is as lucrative as your full-time gig, and then that's your sign that maybe it's time to jump right in full steam ahead.
Yeah.
And actually,
yeah, agreed.
Sorry, and actually one, you know, interesting thing is that some of those freelancers that we have on the staff are former, you know, magazine staffers, you know, they're former editors here that have broken out on their own, and they've really kind of embodied this U economy movement in ways that we didn't really imagine. I mean, their businesses have taken off so much because they're able to design their life. They've got their hours that they want. They've got where they want to work, how they want to work. This is all in their control. And so, you know, this idea of freelancers kind of becoming the new normal. I mean, you know, the survey, what Upwork says is basically, you know, we're all going to be freelancers one day in some form or fashion, you know, because we're all going to have this control over our career that we've never had before, because we're taking that ownership of our time and our resources and putting it to great use.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you 120%. I mean, one of the things that used to drive me nuts about traveling so much was the fact that I could never really, like, you know, the hotel Wi-Fi connections were never enough. Starbucks was never enough for me. As a podcaster, a video marketer, someone dealing with uploading and downloading large files, it was always a nightmare. And, a lot, you know, up until maybe 3-4 years ago, I would struggle. But then I started seeing all these little co-working spaces popping up left, right, and center with the tech-savvy, you know, kind of focus on the, you know, the nuts and bolts of what was needed to do business in today's world, which was 9 times out of 10, great Wi-Fi and brilliant coffee. And so I was like a pig in mud. Like, you know, no matter where I go now, that I know I can get, it doesn't matter what city I'm in around the world, I'm going to find a co-working space easily with an app, just a couple of clicks and boom, that's it. But, you know, even my book publisher now, I've just got an email from them saying, we're going virtual. And they had a big office over in Denver. I visited it back in 2014 when my book came out. And now they're going fully virtual. So you're right. Things are changing. Let me ask you this, Shelby. What do you feel people that are going to take part in this U economy movement, what do you feel they are going to need to do more than anything else to stand out and be seen as a leader?
The people that are going to succeed in the U economy are going to be the ones that grow themselves. They're the ones that are going to listen to as much personal development content as you can. And so, you know, what by personal development, you know, we mean all of the soft skills that you never really learned in school, you know, presentation skills, how to, you know, how to negotiate with people, how to, you know, kind of win influence with your team members, how to, you know, lead without having a title. All of these ideas that you didn't really learn, basically finding all of this information, is at your fingertips. You know, there's resources like, you know, Success Magazine, success.com, but, you know, there's tons of online courses that are devoted to specific topics that are all to better yourself, all to make yourself a better version of you. And so the people that are going to succeed in this economy are the ones that invest in themselves and make themselves more valuable
by being more knowledgeable and having more information to set their set them apart, to increase sure. their value.
It's part of growth, right? I mean, you know, the moment you stop reading, the moment you stop listening to podcasts, the moment you stop going to live events, the moment you stop sitting in as part of mastermind groups, you know, the moment you stop really giving a damn about your own personal development is going to be the moment you start losing. That's the way I look at it anyway.
You know, in school, these skills are sort of implied as part of the process. You're supposed to learn how to work as part of a team. You're supposed to learn leadership just as you go through and learning your, you know, reading, writing, and math and history and science and all that good stuff. It's supposed to just come natural. But as you said, when we get out of that environment, in a lot of ways, it's with us, but it's not a knife that we're sharpening. And that's what we that's why in Success and Success.com and through Success Academy, which Shelby sort of mentioned, where we host digital courses where people can develop some of these skills. We're all about things like leadership and productivity and efficiency and thinking in an abundant mindset and positive psychology. There's so many different ways that you can develop yourself that are really backed up by science, actually, and become more dynamic, whether you're working for someone else, whether you're a traditional brick and mortar entrepreneur, and especially if you are your own your own business as an individual, if you're a youpreneur or if you're in the U economy.
Yeah, I love it. I couldn't agree more with you guys. I think that this conversation has been a very important one, but also a very timely one as well. Like I said, I've been reading Success for many years, and I've always classed you guys as leading the way. And I believe you're doing it again with the focus on this. You know, I've been using the term youpreneur for like 3 years. Why it wasn't on the cover of a magazine yet, I don't know.
Well, we're glad that we could get your name on the cover, and we're glad that you were kind enough to be a part of the story. You're definitely a major part of it, Chris.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Josh and Shelby, Success Magazine, show notes to this, links to everything over on the blog, chrisducker.com/episode180. Thank you guys one more time for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Enjoyed it.
Alrighty. And for you guys, I'm going to leave you from a quote from the Success August 2016 issue. And it's from Robert Collier. And he says, visualize this thing that you want. See it, feel it, believe in it, make it your mental blueprint, and begin to build. I want to thank you one more time for being with me here today on Youpreneur FM. And don't forget, throughout the month of September, you can get a 7-day trial to the Youpreneur community for just $7. Let's put this in the context here. That's a dollar a day. That's less than whatever luxury cup of coffee you're drinking on a daily basis is. Get into the forums, post and interact with all of our members, and make sure you check out all that proprietary content. 7-day trial, $7. All you got to do is head over to youpreneur.com/7. And yes, that's either the number or the word. I'll see you next week right here on Youpreneur FM.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit youpreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of today.
That's youpreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.
Hey, before you move forward with your day, just a quick reminder one more time about the Long Haul Leaders Summit taking place November 16 and 17 this year, 2024, in Cambridge, England. This is your chance, along with 100 other entrepreneurs from all over the world, to boost your income, elevate your impact, and build a legacy. This is the live event for entrepreneurs that you need to be at this year, my friend, because not only are we going to teach you lots of great strategies and processes and systems and all that good stuff in terms of scaling your business, but most importantly, you're going to learn from the best in the game when it comes to making the moves that you need to make in order to be able to go the distance in business and in life. I really hope to see you there. Grab your ticket right now before they're all gone. Longhaulleader.com. Bye for now.